and Levo.
We bring you back to live action here now in Kansas. Chase County with a 38-17 lead. Northern Heights with possession. Colden Ryberg on the left side. Heavy pressure by Tag Bro contesting the shot. The shot is off the mark by Ryberg, but he'll go to the line for three foul shots. Second time that's happened in the ball game. Ryberg hitting two out of three in the first time. Draws iron too strong on the first shot. Ryberg led the Wildcats with 11 points in the first half. Second one from Ryberg falls through.
Second time Northern Heights has gotten to the line for three shots, and starting just like they did on the last time, missing the first, hitting the second, possibly the third, they
and
do.
The third one falls through once again. Ryberg up to 13 points to lead all scores. Chase County has doubled up Northern Heights' score, though. They lead things 38-19. First 30 seconds gone by in the second half. Lob inside by Groh, stolen away by Connor Arb. Arb was held minimal, no points in that first half, but he suffered from three fouls. Long three by Hunter Smart in the left corner. His first points of the ball game. 5-0 run for Northern Heights to begin the second half. They've trimmed the deficit to 16.
And that's what Coach Jacob Lang wanted to see. You can see his exuberance over there on the sideline.
Vogel looking for the answer. Draws the front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Ryberg. Cade Witt shakes his head in disgust. Yeah. Did not like that possession for Chase County, and will have a shot on the right side by Arb. It's no good. Vogel going for the rebound, knocks the official into the padded wall.
I actually don't even know if he got the shot off there. I think he actually poked the shot free before he could fire it.
So to go back to Chase County, Schroer with it, now to Vogel on the elbow. Nice spin move to the block, off the window, and good. Vogel using every inch of that 6'6" frame to create some space, and now he's the third Chase County Bulldog in double figures. Lead back to 18, 40-22, 6.5 to play in the third. Ryberg with it at the top of the key. He'll step inside, fire a shot. It draws the front of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped around and won by Cooper Schroer. Dom covers up the court, and the pass is off the mark through the hands of Tagro right into Cade Witt that gets another head shake.
I don't know if it's because it hit him or because it went out of bounds.
I think so.
Maybe
folks,
a combination.
We've got nearly a 20-point lead, and we're really forcing some passes here.
Yeah.
Let's play like we know how to play with a lead.
Well, and sometimes you see teams, they get a sizable lead like this, you know, almost 20 points as you mentioned, and then they start to play like they're the ones behind, and it really kind of defies logic in some ways.
Dominic Cothers gets a hand check. And that'll be his first, team second. Northern Heights inbounds, going to Arb, now to Hamlin, now left side, Ryberg. Northern Heights trailing things by 18, 40-22. Hamlin with it in the left corner. He'll fire up a three. Good!
Huge.
Back-to-back threes there by Northern Heights. Hamlin's first points of the ball game, and an excellent start to the second half for Jacob Lang and company. They've trimmed the deficit to 15. Schroer with it in the front court on the wing, crossing over Hamlin, down to the foul line, right block, shot rejected by Arb, but into the hands of Cooper Hamlin. Neinfeld back in the contest for Northern Heights during that last stoppage of play. Hamlin, left side, Smart, trying to keep the hot hand. It goes!
Got it.
Yet another three for Northern Heights, and there comes the timeout by Cade Witt. It's a 30-second timeout, but Northern Heights back in it, as they trailed by 21 at the half, but have trimmed the deficit to only 13. We'll take a quick 30-second break with you. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by USD 251 North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2022-23 school year. By the City of Americus, who proudly supports the hard work of the Northern Heights Wildcats on and off the court. Go Cats! And Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills, wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy owners.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. An excellent start for Northern Heights. Three threes to begin this second half.
Big 10-2 run here against Chase County. You got to keep it going, build upon it.
Tagro, contested shot fading away from the hoop. Not enough mustard on that one. Rebound to Ryberg. 40-27, Chase County's advantage. They led 38-17 at the break. Neinfeld over to the right side to Hamlin. Hamlin skips it left side to Ryberg. Back to Hamlin in the corner. Now back Ryberg. 4:40 to play in the third quarter. He'll get a ball screen up top. Pick and roll to Arb. Arb, nice spin move at the foul line. The block. He gets a shot rejected out of bounds. But before it goes out of bounds, it's touched by Hunter Smart, so it'll go to Chase County. Rowe keys it in to the freshman, Wyatt Griffin, who subbed in during that timeout, taken by his head coach, Cade Witt. Rowe with it, left wing, now to Vogel in the corner. Vogel, ball fake into Eidman on the left baseline. He'll dribble it out to the corner before finding Vogel. Now in the hands of Schroer. Schroer fade away on the left side, leaves it short, rebound to Hunter Smart.
Northern Heights now into double figures in rebounding as they're at 11, but still trailing significantly. Chase County is still leading that category with 26.
Neinfeld to Hamlin underneath. Up top to Smart. Smart finding Ryberg on a cut. His shot rejected, goes out of bounds, and somehow finding Ryberg in the chest as he was already out of bounds. Well, it'll go back to Chase County.
Ryberg actually trying to plead to the official, and I kind of agree with Ryberg on this one, that he's saying, how's that not a foul? There was a lot of contact on that drive to the basket.
Gabe Beck and Logan Slimmy back into the contest. Five on the floor for Northern Heights. It's Smart, Beck, Schlimmy, Neinfeld, Ryberg. Five on the floor for Chase County. It's Griffin, Groh, Vogel, Eidman, and Schroer. Schroer with it on the right wing. Lob inside to Vogel on the right block. He'll turn and face. Find Schroer at the foul line. He'll drive in. Gets it poked away by Neinfeld. It'll stay with Chase County as it goes into the stage. Bring up some memories for you, Tegan.
That's funny.
Bounce pass into Eidman on the inbound. He leaves it off the mark. No good. Rebound to Ryberg.
You're referring, obviously, to my spectacular fall here 3 years ago.
Nice drive there by Patrick Neinfeld. Heavy pressure. He gets it to fall through off the glass, and he is heavily fouled. He'll go to the line looking for one more. Fouls against Wyatt Griffin, his first team's third, and they can trim the deficit to 10.
Well, Wyatt Griffin draws the fouls you mentioned, and then coming over to talk to him was, I think, Pax Vogel just saying, hey, stay in control, stay composed, don't let it get to you.
Neinfeld completes the old-fashioned three-point play. He's got five. 40-30. We came into this third quarter with a 38-17 Chase County lead, but it's been a 13-2 run in the first 5 minutes of the quarter. Vogel with it up top. He'll go right side, tag Groh. Groh will look inside, lob it inside to Ivan Knight's position. He'll be poked from behind by Cooper Hamlin. Alters the shot. It's no good, but Eidman to the line for two foul shots.
And let's be real. That play was not designed to score points. That was designed to do exactly what it did, and that was draw the foul, send Chase County to the line. Pays off there. Eidman had great patience as he waited for the defender to come down on top of him.
Eidman with 10, one of three Bulldogs with double figures, and he'll add to his lead. So Schroer, Eidman, Vogel all leading the way with 11 points.
Finally stops that 13-2 run.
Second foul shot. Good. Nothing but net for Aiden Eidman. 42-30, 3:10 to play in the third. Gabe Beck with it in the front court. Lob inside to Schlimmy. Schlimmy underneath. Back out to Beck. Beck to the foul line. Left side, Neinfeld. Neinfeld up top, Cooper Hamlin. Hamlin defended by Cooper Schroer. Now left side, Colton Ryberg. 42-30. Chase County with the lead, 2:50 to play in the third quarter. Pick and roll by Cooper Hamlin, the pass off the mark by Colden Ryberg, but Pax Vogel unable to create the interception. It'll go out of bounds on the far sideline. And that's where Logan Schlimmy will pass it in. Man-to-man defense by Chase County. 2:40 to play in the third. Connor Arb with it. He's got three fouls. Now right side Hamlin. Hamlin up top Arb. Arb will hand it off to Ryberg. Ryberg on the left side. Now wing. Hands it off Back to Hamlin. He'll step back three on the top of the key.
Boom.
Good. Cooper Hamlin with his second three in this second half. And the lead is within single digits for Chase County. Hamlin held quiet in the first half, but he's got 6 points here. Vogel lob inside to Eidman. Eidman turns and faces back out Vogel. Vogel looking for the answer on the opposite side. His three off the mark. Rebound tipped in by Wyatt Griffin. His first points of the contest. Lead back out double figures. 11 points. The advantage for Chase County. Hamlin now with it. Left wing, left corner, now to Arb. Arb, ball fake, picks up his dribble. We'll try and hand it off to Ryberg, but it's poked out of bounds by Pax Vogel. 44-33, Chase County leading things, about 47 to play in the third. Ryberg to inbound, far sideline. It will go up top. The Logan Schlemmy. Schlemmy defended by Aiden Eidman. Now Patrick Neinfeld with it. Get a ball screen from Connor Arbdot. Using it, going right side, finding Cooper Hamlin. Hamlin trying to spin move. Gets it initially poked away into the hands of Connor Arb, though. Northern Heights maintaining possession. 90 seconds to play in the third quarter. Ryberg with it, picking up his dribble. Go right side. Schlemmy driving in, trying to find Arb to pass off the mark. Stolen away by Cooper Schroer. Numbers going the other way. Schroer off the window, no good. Vogel gets the rebound. His putback short. Rebound tipped out into the hands of Groh. His putback good. Groh getting it to fall through. Groh's got six. Lead's been extended to 13, 46-33. 1 minute to play in the third. Neinfeld gets a ball screen from Arm. The right block off the window. No good. Leaves it short, but it'll go to the line looking for two foul shots. Neinfeld with 5 points off the bench. Good bench production so far here tonight with Schlemmy with two and Gabe Beck with two as well to join Neinfeld's five. Foul shot, good. Smart and Beck back in for Northern Heights. Monahan Collars back in for Chase County. 46-34, Chase County with the advantage. Chase County, the number eight team in Class 2A, undefeated at 6-0. Second foul shot, good by Neinfeld. Northern Heights 0-6 on this young season. But they're saying records mean nothing. Pax Vogel right side. Gets a ball screen from Colin Monahan. Goes right side wide Griffin. Griffin crossing over, trying to create some space. Going to Vogel, right wing three is well short. Rebound to Gabe Beck. Now in the hands of Neinfeld. 37 seconds to go in the third quarter. 46-35, Chase County with the advantage. Beck, nice pressure, but his shot rejected out of bounds by Colin Monahan. 29.8 now on this clock. Pass Cooper Hamlin to inbound underneath the bucket. Hamlin goes right side to Smart. Smart to Beck. Up top, Ryberg. Thought about a long three. Pump fake. Picks up his dribble at the elbow now. Neinfeld, hot hand, leaves it short throw on the foul line jumper. Rebound to Colin Monahan. 15 seconds to go for the Bulldogs. 46-35. Thought Chase County might run away with this one, but it's been all Northern Heights here in the third to make things interesting. Wyatt Griffin now with it. Nice drive. Lob on the left baseline is no good. He'll be fouled, though. 1.2 seconds left on the clock. Wyatt Griffin out the line for two foul shots. The freshman with 2 points so far tonight. Looking to add to the Bulldog 11-point lead. Takes a few hard dribbles, spins it in his hands and fires. Nothing but net for Griffin. Logan Schlemmy back to the scores table. He'll substitute out Cooper Hamlin. 47-35 now. Second foul shot for Griffin. In the air and good. Desperation heave upcoming. Stolen away by Connors. His three at the buzzer.
Wow.
Is good. A huge five-point swing for Chase County to close out the quarter. Dominic Connors finding his first points of the ball game on a steal and heave. And it's now a 16-point lead as we head into the fourth quarter. 51-35. You've been listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by the City of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of the Chase County student athletes and coaches, and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go Bulldogs! Griffin Real Estate and Auction, specializing in real estate along with farm and ranch auctions. And Scribner Insurance, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Engel can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Kansas Land Bank, serving the area with complete banking services. A proud supporter of Northern Heights academics and athletics. Good luck, Wildcats. Kansas Land Bank, banking with your friends and neighbors. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. By Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Contact Teal at 785-528-3912.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. A 16-point advantage now for Chase County. Northern Heights trimmed the lead to 9. Before a nice 7-0 run here by Chase County to close out the third. Stolen away by Northern Heights. It's Gabe Beck going the other way. Dribbles it off his leg. Now in the corner, Arb. Arb back to Hunter Smart underneath to Beck. Too strong. Too wide open for Beck. And a rebound to 8-9. Coach Cade Witt urging his team to slow down as they have a 16-point advantage. Largest lead, 23. A foul in the bucket underneath by Cooper Schroer. Makes it 53-35. Schroer with 13 on the night. Schlemmy with it. Picks up his dribble. Goes inside to Arb. Over some outstretched arms. Arb, his first points of the contest. Trims the deficit to 16, 53-37. Lob inside to Schroer. Schroer turns and faces. Bangs it off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound to Connor Arb, 53-37, 6:55 to play in the contest. Gabe Beck with it, driving with his right. Heavy pressure on the shot. He falls to the floor. But Cooper Schroer was straight up. Rebound to Pax Vogel. Vogel in the front court now. Defended by Arb. He'll get a ball screen from Eidman down to the right. Block off the window and good. Pax Vogel making it look easy. He's got 13 for the Bulldogs. Lead back to 18, 55-37. Ryberg, left wing, now Elba, puts it on the floor, and he's going to be called for a travel. Vogel with the rejection nonetheless. Cooper Hamlin back in the ballgame. He'll substitute in Gabe Beck. Five on the floor for Northern Heights. It's Ryberg, Arb, Schlemmy, Smart, Hamlin. Five on the floor for Chase County. It's Groh, Vogel, Cothers, Eidman, and Schroer. Vogel with it at the top of the key. 55-37, Chase County's lead. Eidman finds Dominic Cothers. Cothers, right side, Schroer at the elbow. Takes one dribble, picks up it, that dribble. Now goes left side to Tagro. Contested three on the wing is short. Offensive board to Vogel. Vogel, turnaround putback is no good. Rebound in the hands of Hunter Smart, and he'll be fouled from behind. Foul will be called against
Cothers.
Dominic Cothers. Thank you, Tegan. That's his second.
No problem.
Team's fifth. Pressure in the backcourt by Chase County's Dom Cothers against Logan Schlemmy. Hamlin with it now in the front court. Hamlin over the right side to Connor Arb. Arb picks up his dribble. Trying to find Hunter Smart, but in down the hands of Holden Ryberg. Nearly a dangerous play there.
That was a very dangerous play. Throws it up, trying to lob it to Smart with two defenders right in front of him.
Three by Logan Schlemmy. The bank is closed. Rebound to Tag Groh, and we're going the other way.
35th Groh rebound for Chase County.
Into Aiden Eidman, pass too strong, trying to thread the needle, and Aiden Eidman was not ready for it. Wyatt Griffin will substitute Cothers out. Back in the ball game, 9 failed. He'll sub out Logan Schlemmy.
35th rebound for Chase County, as I was saying, followed up by their 13th turnover.
55-37, Chase County with the advantage. 5:08 to play in the contest. Backcourt pressure applied by the Bulldogs. They get it inside to Hamlin now, back in the hands of Ninefield. Neinfeld will get a ball screen down in the hands of Hamlin. Hamlin up top, fires a three. He's had the hot hand.
Beautiful.
And that hot hand continues. Cooper Hamlin, 9 second half points, all coming from beyond the arc. And he trims the deficit to 15, 55-40. Tag grow right side.
So far, Northern Heights has outscored Chase County this entire second half.
Eidman over the left side to Schroer. Schroer foul line. Back to Eidman underneath. And gets it poked away, stolen away by Colden Ryberg.
Speeding him up.
4.5 to play in the ball game. Ryberg with it, driving, trying to mount a miraculous comeback. And Aiden Eidman will tie things up with Hunter Smart. Possession arrow will stay with Wildcats.
Smart move by Smart, no pun intended, not taking a three that he could have probably knocked down, but even smarter play there by Eidman to tie him up.
Colin Monahan in the contest for Eidman. Long three by Ryberg. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Pax Vogel.
I don't like that shot selection there by Ryberg. I understand you're behind, you're trying to make up ground, but you need to get a better open look.
55-40 the score. Chase County leads Northern Heights. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Schroer, left corner, left elbow, jumper is no good. Offensive board to Colin Monahan. And his jumper along the right baseline's off the mark, but he is fouled. He'll step to the line for two foul shots. Monahan perfect on his only trip. He's got 4 points in the contest. It is in the air. And good. Chase County shooting exceptionally well from the foul line.
Yeah.
They now lead by 16, 56-40.
They are 10 of 15 from the line.
Second one for Monahan. Good.
Make it 11 of 16.
Neinfeld trying to get something going on offense. Now in the hands of Hunter Smart. Northern Heights trailing things by 17, still by Pax Vogel. Vogel with the breakaway. Goes up for the jam, and it's left short. Rebound to Monahan, and the putback is good. Ryberg underneath the Neinfeld. His shot rejected by Cooper Schroer. Up the court we go to Schroer, now to Vogel. Vogel will wait for the defense to catch up and leaves it short. Gets his own board. His putback is good, and he's fouled. And he'll go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Though Vogel was disappointed he missed the dunk on the previous possession.
Yeah.
I think he thought he was going to get another one there.
Sometimes it's just best to lay it in. I know you want to maybe get your crowd to go crazy, but in that situation, showboating's not really the best thing.
Eidman back in. He'll substitute Cooper Shore. I don't think he's showboating. He's 6'6".
Don't mean it mean. Wasn't meant to hurt feelings.
Foul shot, no good. Rebound to Ryberg.
That's their first miss in 9 shots.
61-40 the score. As Chase County has reflexed their muscles and regained control in this one.
Correction, that was their first miss in 8 shots, my bad.
Ryberg puts it on the floor. 3 minutes to go now. 61-40, Chase County's advantage. Becker into Arb. Now to Neinfeld. Neinfeld, foul line, jumper. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Groh.
Man, it kind of hurts that he didn't make that. That was a beautiful move to get open.
Up the court the other way to Aiden Eidman. Eidman converts from the left block. Largest lead now of the ball game for Chase County, 63-40. Northern Heights did get within 9 here in the second half. Arb, right side. To Ryberg. Ryberg into the mid lane. Throws up a jumper that falls through. And he is hit on the arm, and he'll go to line looking for one more. Foul was on Tagro. His 4th, team 6th. White Griffin will be substituted out by Dom Collars. 5 on the floor for Chase County. It's Groh, Collars, Vogel, Monahan, and Eidman. 5 on the floor for Northern Heights. Arb, Smart, Ryberg, Hamlin, Slimmy. Foul shot good by Ryberg.
Talk about shooting exceptionally well from the line. So is Northern Heights. They're 10 of 13.
Vogel with it on the right wing. He'll hand it to Eidman. Now back to Vogel. Spin move at the elbow. Jumper there is off the mark. Rebound to Schlimmy. Schlimmy, now to Hamlin. 20-point lead for Chase County, 63-40. 2 minutes to play. Hamlin trying to keep the hot hand from beyond the arc. Oh, just draws the front of the rim. No good. Rebound to Groh. Groh streaking the other way. Looking to go coast to coast. Finding Monahan. Left baseline. Off the window and good for Monahan. We're going to have a foul, I believe, after the made bucket, or maybe a timeout. Timeout taken by Jacob Lane. It's a 30-second break. We'll take a break with him. 22-point lead by Chase County. A buck 51 to go.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by Kansas Land Bank, serving the area with complete banking services. A proud supporter of Northern Heights academics and athletics. Good luck, Wildcats. Kansas Land Bank, banking with your friends and neighbors. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. By Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant's. Contact Teal at 785-528-3912.
We welcome back to Allen, Kansas. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Flint Hills League action here tonight. 65-43, Chase County with the advantage. The Bulldogs looking to sweep the Wildcats in the closing moments of this 2022 year. Hamlin gets the inbound from Ryberg. Hamlin going left to right on your radio dial. Seth Becker with it. Now on the arm on the elbow. Now left block. Leaves it short. Rebound to Groh. Groh, right side Vogel. Vogel trying to go inside. Gets it stolen away by Connor Arm. Now in the hands of Hamlin. Hamlin defended by Aiden Eidman. Dribbling around the defender off the window.
Beautiful
and
move.
Good.
Great
for
move.
Cooper Hamlin. 11 points now in the contest.
Makes it look like he's going to go right up the middle. Instead, cuts off to the right side. Only one defender really able to get over, but not far enough to stop him.
Dominic Cothers in the half court. Now to Monahan.
Easy for you to say.
Under one here to play. Back to Cothers. 48 seconds and counting. Looks like Chase County is going to improve to 7-0. Tagro underneath. Off the window and good for Tagro. He's got eight.
Great bank shot.
67-45 now. Chase County with the lead. 30 seconds to play. And Cade Witt will clear his bench. Hamlin off the window. Good.
That's assuming if we get a stoppage in play in the next 25 seconds.
They're to the scores table, and he will take a timeout for substitution purposes only, I believe. I don't know if they're going to give it to him or not.
They will.
They will, so we'll take a break with him. 19 seconds to go, 67-47.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on their journey to success. Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of Chase County communities, Go Bulldogs, and Kansas Graphics of Cottonwood Falls, under new ownership. Full-color banners and printing, t-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legend signage, wide print formatting, and more.
We welcome you back to Allen, Kansas. Five on the floor now for Chase County. It's the sophomore Carson Schroer, sophomore Tate Morgan, sophomore Mason Scott, sophomore Andrew Tacey, and junior Josiah McKee. Inbounding is McKee into the backcourt into the hands of Mason Scott. 15 seconds to go. And stolen away by Cooper Hamlin. Breakaway upcoming. Off the window. Good. 67-49. Backcourt pressure applied by Northern Heights. And dribbling it out as Carson Schroer gets past the timeline. And that will find ourselves at the conclusion of our ball game. Chase County improves to 7-0, dropping Northern Heights to 0-7. 67-49, our final score. We'll take a quick break, get into the Rich Door Company postgame show, and try and visit with victorious coach Cade Witt. But our final, 67-49, Chase County defeats Northern Heights.
Area High School.